Good evening, everybody, here on Audio Boo. This is Hans Last, and I'm coming to you from Delma's place down here in Alabama. And I just thought I hadn't, since I hadn't really booed anything since I was down here, I thought I'd just update you on things that are going on here. Today's the July 1st, almost July 2nd in some parts, but still say July 1st. It's our one-year anniversary, where we've been married for just about, for exactly 1 year ago today, as of 9 o'clock this morning. And so we just had a quiet day. We watched some TV, court shows on television, and we listened to audiobook, a Nancy Drew book. Let's see, I haven't really done too much, because where I am here is in our trailer here, it's way out in the country, and so I haven't really done, we've just gone outside, I just walked around a time or two, just gone over to see a couple of the neighbors, and just got to check the mailbox and take Spaz out, our cat, and so that, other than that, just about staying here in the trailer. We did actually on Saturday did go and for groceries, and that's about it so far. But anyway, the flight was really good. Went off without a hitch. It was certainly a different experience for me. Left Buffalo about 10 minutes late, and of course the airport was a pretty neat experience, as I heard in the last boo from there. But anyway, the flight got off, and it was a full plane. It was a 717. And so it was kind of neat to actually go up into the air and go. It was, of course, a cloudy day, and go up into the sky above the clouds, and just to see just white, all just white as far as the eye could see, just looking out the plane window. I was sitting kind of just behind a wing, and so that kind of had that obstructing. But for the most part, it was no problem. And then once we got down towards Georgia and Atlanta, there started to be gaps in the clouds so I could see down onto the ground. And then, of course, going down, went through the clouds again, just watched them whiz right by. And so it was kind of neat again. And then landing and then going to the Atlanta airport, which was a massive, monstrous airport. we got off the plane, went off through the gates, and then through the concourse, which was just a long corridor. It seemed like it was going forever. And there's a lot of people, and then we went down an escalator. Figure, okay, we must be almost getting to the terminal building. And then the guy helping me getting on a train, and I said to him, aren't we supposed to go to the luggage? And he says, yeah, we do. We got to get on the train to go to the luggage. And okay, so we get on this train. It's like a subway. And they announce the trains, they announce the stops. Like, then I hear C gates, D gates, A gates, and then T gates, and then finally the luggage. So that was interesting. Then we got off, and then went up the escalator. And then, of course, I met Delma and the next-door neighbor who had brought her to meet me at the airport. We went and found the luggage, and then we worked our way back here. And so the rest of the day was uneventful. After getting here, just looked at, took a walk through the trailer to see how it really was. I'd just seen pictures of it on a webcam before. And so I just got here. We just watched TV and a lot of court shows and the news and some Little House on the Prairie on the Hallmark Channel. That's where they have that on. And some court shows in the morning out of an Atlanta channel, and of course on Fox 6 out of Birmingham. So it's been a quiet day. The whole flight, it was a lot nicer than just to ride 29 or 30 hours on a Greyhound. And it was nice to be here, to leave the house in the morning at 7:30 in the morning and be down here by about 4:30, something like that. Well, actually earlier than that, of course, when you subtract the hour for central time. And it was pretty warm, but it wasn't as bad as last year. It was about 100, it was about hundreds, like up to about 100 Fahrenheit last year, which is, I guess, approaching about 40 Celsius, for all those that don't know Fahrenheit. ups, but so far wasn't too bad. Today was about upper 80s. Well, it was actually about 84, 85 today, which about translates to about 28 Celsius. And so that's where things stand as of this point, Monday evening, July 1st. So, and it's, I don't know if you heard that or not, but that's actually the talking clock that I got for Delma, actually was her anniversary gift, and it tells the indoor temperature, and it says it's 83 in here right now. So fortunately there's a fan going right now, which makes it not so bad. We run the air conditioner when we have to, and other than that we just have a fan circulating, and but anyway, that's enough for this boo go around. And so, well, I'm not sure when the next boo will be, but in the meantime, everybody, take care. Have a blessed afternoon, evening, whatever time of day it is, and I'll boo at y'all later. So take care, everybody. So long.